Well, it's time for our FA Corner, where we talk to different financial advisors, find out what you need to know about finding a financial advisor in different aspects of managing your money. We're joined by Luis Strohmeyer of Octavia Advisors today. And Luis, I want to kind of take it back to basics here, first of all, which is when people are first looking for a financial advisor, what they need to know. You know, there are sort of different types of advisors, and I'm sure there are certain criteria that people need to look for. What do you tell people when they're beginning this search?
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Brian. First of all, great question. There is so many advisors to choose from. I think last count over 400,000 advisors just in the U.S. And I think the most important thing is to classify them for clients and the consumer to kind of look at the differences. So you have advisors that are captive. Those are people that are common law employees. They work for a big outfit, a big bank. It could be a Merrill Lynch. It could be a JP Morgan. It could be any of those companies that hire and have employees to serve as advisors. Then you have the hybrid advisor. That is a semi-independent, is an advisor that works for an employer but has the freedom to look for services and products outside of the manufacturer. And then you have the independent advisor. The independent advisor is someone that certainly does not work for anyone other than the client, and is a fiduciary for the most part. And that advisor basically has an open architecture to work with that client and has a duty to the client versus an employer.
And Luis, when people are looking at these different, now that they understand these different types of advisors, I believe you're an independent advisor, if I've got that right. And what are the sort of the different advantages of those different types?
Yeah, I think as an independent, the main thing is the transparency. And SEC is very clear about being a fiduciary, and you must disclose all conflicts of interest. You must disclose compensation. You must disclose everything that there is to be known about the relationship. So clients need to have a clear vision of what that relationship entails and what is being covered under that relationship. Another thing is that I believe is important is credentials. You know, what does that advisor have to be an expert in that field? Is that advisor working in that field for many years and understands the nuances of that field to help that client? Whether that is estate planning, whether it's asset management, whether it's divorce, whether it's retirement, whatever the case may be, you want that advisor to be well educated, having been in that field for many years, and be able to understand that client.
Luis, and certainly. I was just going to ask. You know, market dynamics are starting to change. You have growth slowing down. You have the Federal Reserve potentially getting ready to shift its stance on how it views bond purchases. What questions should clients be asking of their financial advisors right now?
I think, you know, the economic stance right now with the tapering, as you're mentioning, and where the Fed is going to go. I think what I'd be most concerned is, am I able to retire or carry on the same things that I've been planning? I mean, we're coming off 2 years of a great market upbeat. What's going to happen? It can't last forever. Eventually, we will have a turndown. Am I ready for that? What do I need to do to be on track if that happens? I think it's important for clients to have a pulse with their financial planning. And I think measuring that pulse every 6 months, I think is fairly adequate.
Yes, especially right now, and given everything that is changing so quickly. Luis, thank you so much for walking us through these important issues for investors. Luis Strohmeyer of Octavia Advisors, appreciate your time this morning.